The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello and welcome back. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast voted best of Rhode Island for the 2018 year by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly. And Mary,
yeah,
you got some mail.
We got some mail in, my friend.
Yeah, so talk to me about this.
Yeah, we got another Best of Rhode Island invitation, which says, congratulations, you've won something. I mean, let's be real. We're a podcast. We were asking for votes in the podcast category. So I think that we can safely say that we not only were voted Best of Rhode Island for 2018, but also 19.
Well, Mary, before we get too crazy and ahead of ourselves, I would like to remind you that the months of March, April, and May, I spent those months on Cat Country 98.1 giving the daily forecast. So it might just be me as morning meteorologist.
It might be. You're right. You're right. At my address. They're like, we need to find Ben.
So many people were like saying like, wow, I didn't know you had a background in weather. Here's a little peek behind the curtain breaking that fourth wall. I went on weather.com. I copy pasted. It's like, my goodness. It's just like, it is what it is.
But, I love it.
But no, we appreciate all the support. We appreciate everybody listening and downloading us on a regular basis.
Yes.
And, you know, it's funny because there's been some big changes up in the Boston area with regards to personalities. And one very popular personality has gone to the world of podcasting. And TV and radio stations are really starting to approach this now. So podcasts, you know, when we started this 3 years ago, you know, we said, okay, podcasts are, you know, they've been around for a little while. They're pretty strong. You've been doing it even longer.
Yep.
And I feel like they kind of went, I don't want to say backwards, but they kind of eased up a bit. But now all of a sudden in the last year and a half, there's been this resurgence because I think people are finally starting to understand how it works. Exactly.
And yes.
So It is what it is, but to be included in the Best of Rhode Island, their annual survey, because it's voted on by the readers. This is not something where John Palumbo, who's the publisher, or any of the staff, Jamie Coelho, obviously good friends of ours, or Samantha Eckel, it's not something that they say, oh, well, we like these guys, so
We're going to hook them up.
We'll vote for them. Now, this is voted on by the readers, and it's one shot per email address, so it's not something where you can really stuff the ballot box. So we appreciate it. It's going to be a fun night there in July. I believe it's July 25th
is
the date. So if you want tickets, now's the chance to get them because the event does sell out. Obviously, the proceeds help to benefit the charitable work being done at PPAC, and so it's a fun night. It's There will be no other thing going on in Rhode Island except for that. So unless you want to sit home and watch reruns of American Ninja Warrior, you will be at the PPAC on the big stage and dancing and eating. It'll be a lot of fun.
So much fun. So much fun.
So if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, thank you again and for listening and all that stuff. Just listen and enjoy the episode. And if you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
I can't even believe it, Ben. I can't even believe what you have down for the wicked interesting listing for this week. And let's be real, it's like pretty much for the next couple of weeks, right?
Right. Well, when you've been doing it for 234 consecutive years, you extend more than just the one day, that being the Bristol 4th of July celebration. Believe it or not, this has been going on. The annual celebration, like all the whole week's events, all started back in May when they kick off with their spring breakfast. They had a wine tasting. They've had cultural night. They've had pageants for Little Miss Fourth. They had the Orange Crate Derby, Flag Day Ceremony. But now we are at the point where the concert series actually starts tonight, the day this podcast launches, June 20th, with the Rhode Island Army National Guard 88th Army Band. And it's just, it's going to be an incredible show. It starts at 7 o'clock. All the shows, because there's a show every night between now and July 3rd, all the shows down at Independence Park in Bristol are free. Mm-hmm. And if there's two bands that night, the concerts will start at 6:30. If there's only one, the concert will start at 7. And before every show, for an hour before the show, June 20th through July 3rd, Mrs. Katz and her hats will be at the event for story time for the kids.
Really?
So listen, Little Foster Man, for example, he goes to bed at 7.
Yes.
We start our bedtime routine around 6:45. If we wanted to go see a concert and catch the very beginning of it, or maybe we don't have the ability to stay too late, maybe we want to go see my buddy Colby James. We can get there at 5:30 and see Mrs. Katz and her crazy hats. Well, just her hats. I don't know if they're crazy or not. They sound crazy. Speaking of crazy cats, I think yours, your cat over there.
My cat keeps jumping in my studio.
Well, he's so excited because he hears about Mrs. Katz.
That's it. You keep saying that
exactly.
word.
And it's like Pee Wee Herman's word of the day. Everybody starts screaming. But you could go an hour beforehand and enjoy the children's story time. And then, of course, they'll have the carnival starting up on July 24th. And these concerts, man, let me tell you something. Roomful of Blues will be there. The Colby James Band, Pat McGee Band, Jerry Grimo and the East Bay Jazz Ensemble. There's just so many different bands that will be there. Of course, World Premiere Band on the 29th of June. You go to our website, we'll have everything.
Yes, everything.
A couple big things to keep in mind. Emily Luther will be performing on July 1st. And after that will be Songs in the Attic, which is a Billy Joel tribute. Changes in Latitude is July 3rd. That's a huge Jimmy Buffett tribute band. And that's when the fireworks are. And, of course, the 4th of July, the parade. All the bells start ringing at 6 a.m., the patriotic exercise, and then the parade at 10:30 a.m. Oh,
it's amazing.
It is going to be awesome. It's just going to be
amazing.
A wonderful, wonderful event. Folks, this is the place to be.
Amen. We lucked out. We lucked this out with our placement in this country.
We really did. We really did. It's the oldest continuous parade going on. And by the way, just so people are aware, on Sunday, June 30th, I know it's a week away, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, world famous Toe Jam Puppet Band.
Oh, cool.
They will be there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so...
Yeah, so especially if you have kids, you know, like ours, like that are young and may not be able to stay for the regular concerts, nice little afternoon concert. Look at that.
It really is. So they've got all different genres, so check that out. It's happening over there. What do you have for your wicked interesting pick of the week?
Oh, part of this, of course, is the Rhode Island Philharmonic Pops. For those of you who do enjoy seeing the Rhode Island Philharmonic play outside, they are going to be part of this lineup on Sunday from 6 to 8. So once again, you know, if you can get out, get your seat nice and early and, you know, bring a little picnic lunch, picnic dinner at that time, of course. They do have food trucks there, too, if you wanted to get a little snack there. But just such a great way to see the Rhode Island Philharmonic and get a taste for it if you don't necessarily go see them throughout their regular season at the Vets. And it's free.
That's a beautiful
thing.
All right.
Beat it.
That is the Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Wicked Fun in the 401. I am excited about this event. I'm hoping I'm going to be able to get over there. We have such a busy weekend, but it is the 2019 Barbecue and Blues Festival, hosted by Rhode Island Barbecue and Blues Festival, over at India Point Park. Holy cow.
Tell me more.
This is going to be just incredible. It's the kickoff to summer. Saturday from 11 to 7, Sunday from 11 to 5. The lineup is just some of the best blues bands out there. I mean, including Soulbox, Baxter Hall, the Slam Allen Band, TJ and the Tall Boys, the Undaunted Professor Hart Black and White Band, the Quahog All-Stars, just so many great performers.
That's a great name, the Quahog All-Stars.
And they spell it with a K.
Oh, look at them.
Very different of them. And by the way, crazy amounts of food. Delicious food. Excellent food. Food. Go there hungry, ladies and gentlemen, because it's something you are not going to want to miss. It's happening, like I said, at India Point Park. Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7 on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. This is the way to kick off summer.
Mm-hmm.
The
Amen.
Right way. The right way. What do you got, Mary?
You know, speaking about kicking off summer, I mean, when you think of summer in Rhode Island, frequently you're going to be thinking about Waterfire. And this is going to be the first full lighting of Waterfire's 2019 season. And believe it or not, this is going to mark 25 years that Waterfire Providence has been,
wow.
you know, transforming the place, building community, doing amazing things. So they are going to be doing special walking tours before the fires are lit to let you get a look inside the 25 years that really it took to build and maintain Waterfire. So you can definitely check that out. But if you're someone who loves Waterfire, I mean, who doesn't, right? Just
yeah.
know that this is going to be a full lighting based upon, I mean, it's 2 days after the longest night of the year. So the lighting will be taking place at 8:15, so this isn't necessarily a good one for the little kids per se, but this is a great time, great place, and it goes until like midnight, you know. If you wanted to go there even after dinner, maybe after the BBQ and Blues Festival, your belly's full, and maybe you take a walk from India Point Park all the way down to Waterfire.
No, you're absolutely right, and let's just take a second and look back at everything they've done, like all the different ways they've grown. They actually were invited over to, was it Italy?
Yeah, they went to Rome.
To Rome to do the Waterfire there, which was just, you know, incredible. And it just, again, it's so cool the way that they put this whole thing together and how it's grown over the years. I mean, millions and millions of people have seen it. It brings in such a great commerce to the city of Providence downtown there. So kudos to them. Another great thing that's happening, it's been going on. I feel like everything we're talking about today has a long-term agenda on it. The 37th Annual Narragansett Art Festival is taking place this weekend right down there, the town of Narragansett. It's right by the towers. There'll be over 80 artists showcasing their newest creations. You can vote for the Best in Show, Best First-Time Exhibitor, last year's Best in Show winner, Chloe Wang will be returning, as well as photographer Rick Catalazzi, who won the Best First Timer. So those folks are coming back. This is such a great event. It's just perfect. It's right there on the waterfront down there, hoping for some great weather, because it's absolutely beautiful. And it's one of those things where you pop in for a little while and, you know, you walk around.
Yeah.
And you may find something great. I mean, we are talking about wedding season here, folks, and sometimes a piece of artwork is a great gift.
Agreed.
So, especially when you can get it at a show like this, support somebody very, very local. So check that out. It's the 37th Annual Narragansett Art Festival, Saturday and Sunday. All the times and dates are listed there, so go check that out.
Listeners, if you're sitting there and you're like, what is that blowing sound? I hear something in the background. If you can hear, my lawn guys decide to show up 5 minutes before Ben and I started recording.
Right.
So I apologize.
They need to start coordinating with the pool boy as well. So, you know, everybody comes the same time. So, yes,
like kiddie pool boy, aka me.
Changes the water out. Goodness. It's great. He gives it a little scrub down.
Yeah, make sure no mosquitoes hang out in
absolutely.
There. My goodness. But hey, if this doesn't scream the end of spring, I don't know what does. Everyone's grass has been loving this rain, of course. Well, the rain is set to end on Friday. So all of these weekend plans, you get to enjoy to your heart's delight. If you're in the capital city area, the Federal Hill Summer Fest is going to be taking place. This is a great summer festival to showcase so many of the amazing restaurants, shops, and so much more. There's, of course, going to be dozens of food and retail vendors, games, and Atwell's Ave will be, like, shut down. So if you forget about this and you head on over to Atwell's Ave, it will be crowded. But let me tell you, it's so much fun. I love when they do these kind of festivals on Atwell's Ave. It really gets you some amazing food. And the Providence Oyster Bar, they're going to be setting up their tables and tents outside, as well as their signature raw bar. So if that's something you're into, definitely head on over there. And that's taking place both Saturday and Sunday.
I always wanted to do a roar bar, bar when with Ringling Brothers, where like the big cats there were on the other side.
Yeah.
And as you took a drink, they're rawr. But sorry, folks, that is wow. It's even if you're a foster dad, you can still give some pretty, pretty lame foster jokes.
We dad got jokes. You. Dad we got you.
Terrible. I feel like with that lawn equipment in the background, I should do one of the reads that I do at the Paw Sox every game, which is, folks, what do you think of our beautiful green lawn? Would you like yours to look as great as this one? Use what the pros use. Power trimmers, blowers, and lawnmowers by Echo.
Yay, there you go. So there you go. Absolutely.
But speaking of the Paw Sox, there is a wonderful Paw Sox weekend happening beginning tonight, the day this podcast launches, Thursday night, Pawtucket Hot Wieners night. We did that special game last year. And oh, by the way, we've got a new one coming up too. So stay by for that announcement.
Nice.
Friday night is Jason Varitek jersey night. And also, they will be inducting Roger Clemens. Yes, former Boston Red Sox, pitcher.
Yeah, big deal.
He also went to the Yankees for a little bit. But we won't talk about that.
Shame.
Nonetheless, he will be inducted into the Paw Sox Hall of Fame on Friday night. Saturday is Beatles fireworks. Sunday afternoon, you can catch a ball. You can catch a pregame catch on the field, you and your kids.
Nice.
Or whomever. And then postgame run the bases. By the way, postgame run the bases is for everybody. Moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, nuns, monks, whatever, you know, everybody's invited. And then just so people are aware, on Monday and Tuesday, we have games as well.
Cool.
Buffalo Bisons are coming in for a quick series. So if you miss the games over the weekend, you want to catch a game, 7:05 start time. By the way, Monday night.
Yeah.
25 cents for a hot dog Monday night.
Stop it.
Quarter dog night.
Oh, yep. My gosh.
Go to town, baby. Go to town.
I love it. Well, we here at Wicked Roadie are incredibly proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island. You know, really helping spread the word about wonderful opportunities for you, yourself, your friends, your family, whomever that want to make this place a better place, you know, just to help and volunteer. So a couple of things that need some help is the Dare to Dream Ranch, which offers alternative therapy programs for service members, veterans, their families. So they're seeking volunteer development director to help plan events, maybe solicit merchandise, and to apply for grants. Do those sound like your strong suits? Well, if so, the Dare to Dream Ranch needs your help.
The other wonderful event that we're working with is Save the Bay. They need volunteers to help with shoreline cleanups on the following dates. June 30th from 9 to 11, July 1st and July 8th from 9 to 11, and on July 11th from 6 to 7:30 at night. Various locations, specifically around Warwick. You know, Long Meadow.
It gets dirty
area.
There, man.
It really does. Oakland Beach, Connecticut Park. They're asking volunteers to wear closed-toed shoes and, you know, just fill out a waiver. You can get that online. If you got kids under 16, they got to participate with an adult. But this is a fun thing to do with the family, so check it out.
Yeah.
Save the Bay, they do just such an amazing job at keeping the waterways clean and just working hard, from really some incredible research at their facility in Providence to these, you know, hands-on experiences of helping just to clean up the shoreline.
Yeah.
So check that out. If you want to learn more about the United Way Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, simply visit their website or dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. Folks, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. And if you're thinking, gee, this was kind of a quick episode,
yeah.
Keep in mind that the Bristol 4th of July thing has like 30 events in and of itself. All right? So just, this is the busiest. It's crazy.
Yes.
It's insane. But this is some of the great stuff that's going on.
You need to make sure you head to Bristol at some point over the next couple of weeks. Well, of course, if you are still looking for more ideas and inspiration, head on over to our Instagram page. Search the hashtag Wicked Roadie. We have so many of you who are sharing your gorgeous photos, your tips and tricks about where you're heading out to during the week. So make sure that you're using that hashtag Wicked Roadie. And if it's an event that you heard about through the Wicked Roadie podcast, let the people know. Say, hey, just so you know, Mary and Ben told me all about this, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah, so... And then you tell them to suck on that. Maybe you don't. Just no. Be nice about it. Don't
Please.
Be angry. Sorry, I'm only on my
don't
fourth coffee.
Don't thank Mary and Ben.
Yes, I'm only on my fourth coffee, people. I'm useless until coffee number 10. If you want to get your message out directly to the ears of our listeners in a friendly way, you can email us at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, and I promise I will not piss off a sponsor.
There you go. I like that. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to the very friendly Wicked Roadie. And the winner of something.
Something.
Most likely best podcast.
And
but something.
You've also been listening to Mary and Blake's Landscapers.
Yes, you're welcome. We're breaking up after this day because they're showing up at random times. So you got to listen to the last day with the landscaper.
Now you're
going to
buy your own lawnmower.
I know. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
Bye.